Good morning, everyone. Talk Radio 930 WTAD. Laura Sievert is back. Of course, I've left all the stuff I need to talk to Laura far away from me, so she's going to have to, under that Missouri, it's right there under that, all that I need. Oh, you're so good. You're so good, Laura. Laura's used to kind of just coming in here and working. Pretty soon I'm going to have her bring me a cup of coffee and carry me away on a pillow. Speaking of coffee, you know, we're sponsored by Refreshment Services, Pepsi, and Harvest Ridge Coffee, and thank you, Harvest Ridge. Now, tomorrow morning, I'm going to have a dilemma, because Steve won't be here, and he and I drink Harvest Ridge. Scott doesn't drink Harvest Ridge, so I may have to switch to alternate beverage, like Pepsi Mango or something like that. We'll just
no
have
Peepsy?
To see. No Peeps? We drank our Peeps. Our Peeps are gone. Well, it's Wednesday. We're going to get ready to talk to the Fellowship of Christian Athletes when she arrives. But until then, the QU Hawk Express Jazz Band is getting ready to perform their Spring Jazz Showcase. And our leading jazz aficionado is here, Laura Sievert from Arts Quincy. What can you tell us about this?
I kind of have had a little bit of a jazz awakening lately. I really enjoy it. And the amount of jazz talent we have right here in Quincy is pretty amazing. I was actually just the MC over at Showcase of Excellence and got to see all the jazz bands. And that was so much fun. Even down to the junior high level, they can play. But anyway, this one's QU, Hawk Express, of course, one of the best jazz bands in the area. They're going to do a lot of really cool, well-known tunes. My favorite on this list is the Pink Panther, because that's just really fun. So they'll play that main theme that you recognize from Pink Panther, and then they'll riff on it, and that's what a jazz band does best. Straighten Up and Fly Right, that's another really great one.
I love that one.
I know.
Straighten Up and Fly Right. All right.
Oh, Mary just joined the band. lots of really good stuff. And then one of them I really want to hear is called Berry, Berry Good, spelled B-A-R-I, which I imagine is baritone saxophone solo.
Yeah.
So that sounds really, really fun. So this is Sunday the 2nd at the Connie Nieman Center for Music there on the QU campus at 3 p.m. And totally free to attend and, you know, go straighten up and fly right. Get over
straighten
there.
Straighten up and fly right. Get yourself to 17th and Seminary Road, the Connie Nieman Center for Music, a great addition to the North Campus there. It is 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Sunday, April 2nd. Okay, some other great things that are happening. Illinois Creative Recovery Grants, you kind of talked about this last week when you were here. This is phenomenal. Again, kudos and hats off to you to get the Illinois Arts Council executives and board members down here to Quincy, to downstate Illinois, so they understand we have needs down here, too. It's not all Chicago
right. And
the suburbs that need funding for arts. We need it down here in the hinterlands as well. And they listened. And as a result of that, we're going to get some money. And Arts Quincy is going to be very important in doling out that money.
It's funny. Somebody called it downstate, and I was like, well, there's still a lot of state down from here. I mean, we're more like the middle of the state.
As far as they're concerned, anything past Interstate 80 just drops off the planet. They would never know what made it down to the Ohio River, they wouldn't know where they were.
Oh, man. Well, anyhow, it is a big deal. And I am going to mention it the next couple of weeks because it's so important to know. The Creative Recovery Grants are the end of the ARPA funding for the state. It's actually $175 million in total for the arts, hospitality, and restaurant industries. So if you are in any of those industries, and that's a lot of us, you should be looking at this in the illinois.gov/B2B. My big part is being a community navigator hub. So I am, if you are in a 15-county region surrounding Quincy, I'm your hub for that information. And I want to tell people it is not just nonprofits that are eligible for these grants. If you are a sole proprietor, for example, so let's say you are an artist who gets a 1099 every year, maybe you paint murals or have a band or whatever, and you have enough income to have claimed it on a 1099 in 2019, lost some money in 2020 or 2021, and are still in business today, you are probably eligible for this program. So that includes other things like wedding photographers and DJs and, I think of our Windsong Acres and our budding artists of the world. A lot more people are eligible for this than you'd think. Also, if you are a nonprofit who files a 990, I know I'm talking taxes here on the radio, which is not
That's
what
okay.
I usually do, but if you are a nonprofit who files the Easy Postcard 990, you may be eligible as well for the lowest level grant, which is a $5,000 grant. So every single eligible applicant will get something from the state. It is a 100% funded. If you are eligible, you will get something. So we're really, really excited about that component. And my job as your hub is to make sure that everybody who is eligible tries to apply. So if you're wondering if you're eligible and if I can't figure it out from what I know in the FAQs, I can elevate it to a further help desk and we can answer a lot of questions. So again, Arts Quincy is your community hub for this. The official application is launched on the 5th, which is next week, right? It is it's Wednesday of next week that we'll see that live application. But the help desk is open now so we can start answering some eligibility questions. I particularly want to make sure that those for-profit businesses and those individual proprietors, sole proprietors, you may be eligible. If you do a Schedule C and a 1099 and have since 2019 and are still in business now, you may be eligible for dollar bills, y'all, dollar bills.
Well, this is a way for people to recover. I mean, some people are barely hanging on. They had a good year, you know, in 2019. 2020, they started out okay, and it was a disaster. 2021, some of them weren't able to do anything at all. 2022. So if you earned income in 2019 and you had a viable artistic business going, then they know that you existed. You're
right.
Not starting up. So they're going to try to go back and somewhat make you whole so that if you've had to maybe you've had to turn to something else, maybe get restarted or get going again. So it's really, really, really
probably important to mention if you still have to be in business now, so you can't have closed permanently.
Right.
And
the survivor benefit.
Right. And if you were eligible or got other help like PPP, which is payroll protection, if you got the employee retention credit, if you got the shuttered venues grant, you are still eligible. So those other big grant programs that were out there, you may still have funding that you can claim here. So my job is to get all of the money to West Central Illinois that I can.
Okay. So. Now, what about this webinar? Is it still this Friday, March 31st at noon?
There is a webinar, and Arts Quincy will also be doing our own webinar for folks. But this one is informational, especially about eligibility. So if you're wondering if you're eligible, noon on Friday, March 31st, you can grab that link right off of Arts Quincy's website. We also have the FAQs and the eligibility guidelines up already. And we're elevating a few questions to the help desk as we're getting them. So trying to be your partner in this. We're working overtime at AQ. We're actually bringing on an extra staff person with some to help with this. So excited to make sure everybody gets their money around here.
Get that money. Don't let Chicago get it all. This is our chance. So if you have any questions about that, they do have help at Arts Quincy. Laura, thank you so very much. ArtsQuincy.org. Every Wednesday morning, you'll hear about it. And if you're not a member, join this umbrella organization and help your community. We're going to talk sports, athletics in just a moment. It is 9:26. We're back. Talk Radio 930 WTAD. We're going to talk now about the Fellowship of Christian Athletes of Western Illinois. They're having their Fellowship of Christian Athletes banquet on April 16th. It's at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It's not a full sit-down meal this year. It's a dessert extravaganza. And here to tell us all about it is Julie Ross, and she's brought along Jess Felix. So, Julie, first introduce yourself and tell us about yourself, and then we're going to meet Jess.
All right. Well, thank you for having us. I'm Julie Ross. I'm an area representative for Western Illinois Fellowship of Christian Athletes, and I've been on staff. I'm in my sixth year here in the Quincy area with FCA, so
okay.
It's always exciting.
Sounds great. Jess Felix, tell us about yourself, please.
Yeah, hi. I am a senior at QU. I was a soccer player. I retired this year.
Because your knees gave out or because you just got tired of playing? Or
no, it's just time. It's time.
You're
I'm aged out. And I'm an FCA leader at QU, and I love Jesus.
Okay. Well, now that we've got that established.
That's what we're all about.
Yeah, very interesting. I have a follow-up question to that. You went to a private Franciscan Catholic university.
Yeah.
Are you a member of the Catholic faith?
I wouldn't consider myself, no. I would consider myself Christian. I don't like to say I belong to any sort of religion or denomination. I just like to say I belong to Jesus Christ.
Okay. So. You're kind of friend, but you like the Franciscan way of life, I imagine.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the servanthood, it's what Christ does. He serves. He came to serve, not to be served. So.
I have a friend who's Jewish, and she calls herself a Franciscan Jew. She says she follows all the tenets, you know, St. Francis.
Love it.
But she's Jewish, but, you know, hey, St. Francis. And I love that about Quincy University. I mean, it's obviously not just a Catholic school. It accepts people from all walks and all faiths. But in that faith walk, one of the things they do is talk about St. Francis, and of course St. Francis trying to model Jesus Christ, and whether you believe he's your personal savior or not, his actions and his attitudes were wonderful.
Right.
So anybody that copies those things is doing pretty good. Well, Julie, before we get into the guest speakers, because they're just dynamite, a former professional coach and a former basketball player, let's talk about the banquet itself, because I think there's some confusion who can come, how much it costs, who's eligible to come, all that kind of stuff.
Well, let's clear it all up today.
Okay. That's why you're here.
All right. Thank you. Well, this year we are on April 16th, which is a Sunday afternoon, at 2 p.m. So like you said, it's not a full-on banquet. It's a dessert extravaganza. And Auntie M's in Camp Point is doing all of our desserts, and that's Melanie Green. And I'm going to tell you right now, everything there is going to be absolutely amazing. And I don't want anybody to think that, like, maybe if you can't have sugar, if you're diabetic or you're gluten-free or nut-free or dairy-free, we're going to have options for those people also. But there's also going to be a lot of really amazing sugarful desserts, again, by Auntie M's. So 2 p.m. on Sunday, April 16th. So our vision is people will get up, they'll do their morning routine, they'll go to church, they'll have lunch, they'll come to us, celebrate the afternoon, and then they can go out and have dinner again. So,
and this is at Quincy University in the major dining hall there?
No, in Pepsi Arena.
In
Pepsi Arena on the basketball floor or volleyball floor, depending on which fan you are.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to fill the house.
Wow. Okay. Sounds exciting. And now here's where it really picks up steam. Your guest speakers. I guess Rams fans really like this guy because.
Oh, that's
harsh. You know, true. You know, here's the thing. And Taylor Swift, when she got her award at the iHeart Music Radio the other night, she's really, teenagers still love her, but she's far from a teenager herself. But she still knows that that's her group, you know, that those are the kids that love her. And she said, all you see now is my success. You know, I made a lot of mistakes. You have to allow yourself to make a lot of mistakes, and you learn from those mistakes, and you become successful and become more successful. And no matter how successful you are, you also can make a mistake. Now, again, a coaching decision could be construed as a mistake, not a mistake. We don't know. But anyway, he's famous for making a call that cost the Titans the Super Bowl championship.
Ended up being 1 yard short.
Or
did that other guy just make a really great tackle?
Were the Rams that great, or did Coach make a wrong, or, you know, again, the luck of the draw. So let's talk first about Coach Les Steckel. How do we remember him? Go into more detail of that story, and why is he so involved in Fellowship of Christian Athletes?
Well, if you were a Rams fan or are a Rams fan, like you said, they were
in. I used to be until they snuck out of town in the middle of the night.
I hear a lot of people say that.
I'm a former Rams fan.
Well, then maybe you'll really love Coach Les Steckel.
I need the healing power of Jesus.
Amen.
Maybe I'll get over
it. You get saved. Coach Steckel was an NFL coach. He coached in college and professional football for 27 years. But specifically, he was the coach of the Houston Oilers and the Tennessee Titans. So obviously, it was the Titans of the year. They played the Rams in the Super Bowl, and I think that was Super Bowl 34. But the Titans were driving down, and they ended up going down literally 1 yard short of the goal line and would have won the game. So 1 yard short. Coach Steckel retired after that. And then he wrote a book called 1 Yard Short, detailing really his life with Christ and how that moment was a defining moment in his life, not just in his career. But Mary, if you'll come, I have an autographed copy of that book for you.
Wow.
So
my husband, I'm sure would be, my husband played football at Quincy University, and
nice.
I think he was injured, his first year of play. And so he basically rode the bench, but He still has his little jacket. He's still
part of
it.
The team.
Would you please tell him that he's nobody's?
I mean, tell him he looks great
when
in
he
it.
Walks around campus. Nobody thinks nobody thinks that he's part of the team anymore. I finally got him.
Thing.
I finally burned his practice jersey because there was nothing left of it but holes. There was, you know, two strings of
and smell.
Well, no, it had been washed numerous times, but it was. He thought that he. Let's just put it this way. He loves all things QU. Mm-hmm. So one yard short, we're going to learn how you come back from a defeat like that, because we all have defeats in our life.
Absolutely.
And I think that's one thing that the Fellowship of Christian Athletes really tries to stress is that, first of all, you're not going to win every game. I mean, if you're a Quincy University men's soccer player from the 1970s, you might win every game. But nowadays, you're not going to win every game. And so you have to be gracious in defeat and learn from defeat. And I was at a Girl Scout convention one time, and I think it was Bonnie Blair was the speed skater. I hope I get her name right. Anyway, she spoke to the girls and to the adults, big down at Fort Worth, you know, big arena.
Wow.
And she said, everybody wants to ask me about my gold medal achievements. And she said, and I'm proud of them. She said, but the thing I'm most proud of is finishing fifth in a race. She said, because it was my personal best time, and it was the hardest race for me to compete in. She said, I just wasn't as naturally talented at that length,
mm-hmm.
of speed skating as I was at others. And so winning the gold medal was expected of me, and I would have been disappointed if I hadn't. I'm glad I did win. She said, but really, the thing that I kind of look back on as my sterling achievement is coming in fifth in that caliber of race on something that was very difficult for me.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And, you know, and that's, I think, what they're going to be talking about. Jess Felix, how does being in the Fellowship of Christian Athletes help you? Because, you know, sometimes when we're on the sidelines or we're watching a game, the foul language, the trash talk, the unsportsmanlike conduct, whether you want to be or not, you're a role model for kids when you step on the field. You know, they look up to people. How has this helped you?
Well, it's provided a community of people my age who deal with similar things that I deal with. And through that, I've been able to relate to them, and we've been able to just live in fellowship with each other and talk about the Bible and talk about, you know, how would Jesus approach, you know, someone who fouled him on the field or anything like that, right? And it's really helped me translate it to the field. And you talk about that the skater who, you know, she's most proud of coming in fifth. And I'd say, like, throughout my whole soccer career in college, there's not one game that stuck out to me, but what sticks out to me and what I'm most proud of is just how I carried myself on the field. Every time I stepped on that field, I just wanted to shine the light of Christ, and I wanted to represent him well because I'm his representative. And that's how FCA has helped me translate, you know, my faith to the field. So
wonderful. We have the best group of kids.
I was going to say, well-spoken young lady. What do you want to be when you grow up?
I don't know. I'm currently a business major, but I'm going to be pursuing a ministry degree. I love Jesus, and I just want to talk about Jesus all day, every day. So,
well, let me tell you, as a minister, if you become a minister, you're going to have to know how to keep the books, because the worst thing pastors do is they got fire in their heart and can preach a sermon, but they can't figure out how to keep the books together. Mm-hmm. So you're going to be a double threat. That'll be good. That'll be good.
Thank
finally,
you.
Because we always joke, you know, in my church, I said, you know, because we get a new pastor, and it's like, does this guy? We know what his strengths are, but it's never, hey, I have an accounting degree. Like, I'm really going to get in here and work these books. We're talking today about the Fellowship of Christian Athletes Western Illinois Banquet. It is a dessert extravaganza. It is April 16th at Quincy University at 2 o'clock. Is there a cost, and how do we get the tickets?
Well, the banquet is actually free. We have sponsors. We have the most amazing, wonderful sponsors that help us put this event on for the public, and so there is no cost to attend, but we do need people to register, Mary. That's so important. And you can do that at westernilfca.org.
Or you
better
can repeat that.
Western, WESTERNILF, as in Fred, CA.org. Western ILFCA.org.
Okay.
And you can scroll down, just click. If you want to be a table host, you can bring 7 of your closest friends. You can bring 7 people you don't like. Maybe they need to hear the message, but it's going to be a great day. We just need people to sign up. But again, then there will be an offering because it's a ministry. It is
right.
A lot like church. So,
well, I mean, you know,
will
I think
be an
most
offering.
People understand whenever they go somewhere that within the means of what you're able to give.
Right.
You know,
absolutely.
You should give. If you can give $5, you give $5. If you can give $5,000, you give $5,000. You can give more.
And we're grateful for every penny. I want you to know that. Every single
and
penny.
And I've been to these in the past, and they're wonderful. And the people you bring in really have a story to tell.
Oh, we've got two great stories this
and
time.
And we'll get to the second one, but we've got to take a break. Little jazzy rendition of Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Don't forget, QU's Jazz Ensemble plays this weekend, April 2nd at 3 o'clock at the Connie Nieman Center for Performing Arts. We have a QU athlete here with us today, Jess Felix. She's with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. Julie Ross has been running this group now for, I think, 6 years, you said.
I'm in my 6th year.
In your 6th year.
Yes, ma'am.
And the greatest thing about this is, and I've gone to, I think, 2 previous banquets, they always have a knockout keynote speaker, and this year they have 2. Former coach Les Steckel, the author of 1 Yard Short, which deals not only with his football coaching career, but with his personal relationship with Jesus Christ, and then Patrick Young. And boy, I tell you what, anytime you see a star athlete, then they get in a car accident and they're paralyzed. The ability to come back from that would take such an inner core. I don't know where the strength is found, but I guess that's what the Fellowship of Christian Athletes says. The strength is found in Jesus Christ. So tell us the Patrick Young story.
Well, I don't want to steal his thunder.
Yeah, don't steal his thunder.
The big deal is he was one of the Florida Gators, played college basketball for 4 years.
Played 150 games. Like straight or something like that.
Right.
Like,
I mean, literally amazing. Yeah. He won all the awards. He was the defensive player of the year. He was like SEC man of the year. Mm-hmm. That's probably not their terms, but literally amazing guy, amazing basketball player, and fully devoted to Christ. And in his living, went on to play 6 years overseas. And then last summer, he was in a car accident. Like you said, he's paralyzed from the waist down. He actually got married in the hospital. The wedding had already been planned, and they didn't want to change it. So married while he was still in the hospital. And
that's a good gal. She'll stick you.
That's right.
It's one thing to say for better or worse in sickness and in health when you don't have anything on the horizon. If you're sitting there getting married in a hospital bed, you know sickness has come.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not, there's no pie in the sky. You've got your eyes wide open what you're going getting
worst.
Into. Yeah. That's. I want to hear her.
Right?
Yeah, I want to hear her speech. Okay, so how does he come back from this? You can't tell me the story. We're going to go that day and hear, but obviously, at that high level of athletic achievement, to have your body use taken away from you has got to be, quote, a crippling blow. I didn't mean to make a pun, but
no, it absolutely would be. And I honestly can't imagine personally, but he just doesn't let it define him. He is full of joy. I mean, he literally is full of the joy of the Spirit, and will tell you that he's just letting God turn this mess into a message, and he's just using it as a testimony. It's going to be great to hear from both of them.
Turning mess into message. I like that. That sounds great.
Turn your test into a testimony. I mean, it's a matter of if you take the cards you've been dealt, and if you'll use those things to glorify the Lord, he'll give you the opportunity to share. And these guys are doing it. And it's great.
I think that's one of the hardest things, getting waxing philosophical momentarily. When children die, why would God let that happen? When your husband is paralyzed in a car accident, why would God let that happen? Why would God let that happen? And it's not that God is a mean or vengeful God, just things happen. But out of that, your reaction to that, the way you deal with that, is how you can impact others. And, I mean, this is really hard, but from a young person's point of view, if every dream you ever had, if everything you thought you had going for you was, you know, suddenly crushed and you were put on a different path, a different track, how do you, as a Christian, how do you explain to people when bad things happen to good people? How do you do that, Jess Felix?
how do I do that? Well, according to the word, there's actually, the word says there's no one good, not one. No one seeks after God. That's what it says. And so according to God's standard, which is, you know, you can look at it as the Ten Commandments, which is his standard. His standard is perfection. And if you line yourself up with God's standard, no one meets it. The only person who met it ever was Jesus Christ. And so to answer your question, you know, how do you answer someone who says, why do bad things happen to good people? Well, we're not good people. That's the reality, is we're not good. We've all sinned against a holy God, and we deserve hell. We deserve punishment. But, you know, Jesus Christ, he died on the cross for us because there needed to be a payment for our sin, a payment that we could never pay because we could never meet that standard, but Christ did, and he died for us. But as to why those things happen, you know, who am I to try and understand God's reasoning for things? He's God, you know? I'm not...
Well, yeah, we can't possibly understand.
And the Bible says... Yeah. The Bible says to not lean on your own understanding, and it says that for a reason. I can't even begin to wonder why, you know, a child would die of cancer, or, you know, all these things, or this man would get paralyzed, but I know what the Bible says, and Romans 8:28 says, and we know for in all things God works for the good of those who love him and are called according to his purpose. So I'm a firm believer in that, in the word of God, and I believe that in all things he will work it out for our good if we love him, and he'll work it out for his glory. It's all to glorify God at the end of the day, and he'll work it out for our own good.
It takes a special attitude, and again, you know, this is why that hopefulness of the message of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes is so important, because again, taking literally a bushel basket full of lemons and squeezing that lemonade out of it, and it's not real sweet until you maybe put a little sugar in, and so the beginning fruits are probably like, ugh. Not, you know, who wants to drink lemon juice? But yeah. I'm getting something out of the lemon.
Yeah,
I'm getting lemon juice, and pretty soon, if I keep going, I'll get lemonade. Well, it's going to be a wonderful banquet. Again, we say banquet, it's really a dessert extravaganza. Don't come expecting a T-bone steak. Besides, who wants to fill up on T-bone steak?
At 2 p.m.
You can have all the delicious desserts. And they will have nut-free, gluten-free, and sugar-free options there.
Yes.
So people don't feel like, oh, I can't go to these things because I never have anything to eat. There's nothing there for me. There will be things that you can snack on. They might even put a carrot stick out for you if you're really carried away. It will be April 16th at Quincy University. It's going to be a Pepsi Arena, so you can put a big crowd in there. And I imagine you're going to have what? How many people do you think you're going to have at this thing?
We're hoping for 400.
Wow.
We have seating for 400. We need the people to come.
Register, and they can probably squeeze in more seats. That's the key. You know, if you really want to go, they'll make room for you. It's a free event. You can register at westernilfca.org. That's westernilfca.org. Please do register today. They need to know how many people are coming so they can start baking those desserts. April 16th, 2 o'clock, Quincy University. Plenty of parking around Quincy University. Coach Les Steckel, who was with the Tennessee Titans when the Rams beat them for the Super Bowl. But getting to the Super Bowl is pretty tall cotton.
It's a big deal.
Big deal. Big deal. And Patrick Young, who had an outstanding professional basketball career and was an outstanding player for the Florida Gators, has turned his mess into message. So we'll hear all about how he's coping with a new life given to him.
Yes.
That's why athletes stay in school and learn how to do something, because
amen.
You can't play soccer the rest of your life.
No,
you can't
ma'am.
Play basketball the rest of your life.
Things
you never
happen.
Know what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so very much to both of you. And again, if you just want to reiterate, Julie, how we get tickets and everything like that, that would be wonderful.
Okay, you can sign up online at westernilfca.org, or you can call or text 217-440-7677. We hope to see you there.
Okay.